Blog Talk Radio.
PLL, baby.
These various rappers are so hilarious. We'll put the mic down, but you ain't qualified to carry this. Your tracks are garbage, your bars are miscellaneous. So throwing your joint at my car was spontaneous. Oh shit, I got you feeling nervous on purpose. I love bringing that shit right at you, door to door service. Instantaneous, you would still get your shit bust on these spontaneous.
All aboard the Spontaneous Express. Nevertheless, always the more. From the pool table to the kitchen floor. Next stop, the G5. Luda.
Yeah. You know, I'm here shouting you out for your birthday and making this a grand occasion.
Get many more. I mean, everything you wish for become a reality, and you know, I just wish you lots of love and thug fashion.
That's what Cool Keith does. So for
when I'm on, I'm only here to tell you the truth, because you know, when a lot of people don't ever get the truth, so I tell you the truth.
And with the truth, Cool Keith has wanted to talk about the Sex Style album cover. Came out in 1997, Funky Ass Records. So Keith, for this album, before we get into the particulars of the what's going on in the cover, what was your idea before you even did the album cover?
When I was working on that album, I had a lot of ideas. You know, even when I was working with Kurt, I had a lot of ideas ahead of me and everything. You know, just me starting out with the singles and stuff when we was doing the album, you know, the whole collage of Sunset Boulevard and Hollywood, when I was out there, the album was a transition of me moving to California, and it was supposed to be my whole, you know, lifestyle, pictures, photography, you know, the girls, Sunset Boulevard. It was like a whole picture, and totally into the album, you know. Kurt did the production, but as far as the pictorial part of it, like, you know, like you said, the visionary parts, Kurt was a little scared, but everybody was scared, really. I mean, I came up with the ideas with the logo, the funky ass logo, and, you know, putting the girl on the label and the pictures around the album cover. You know, I did the album cover, you know, I collaged it. And, you know, I took it in my kitchen, and then we made it, you know, we kind of blended sunset in the nighttime and the blue sky of L.A., you know, that purple look of sunset and the sun and the pink. And we just said, you know, California is colorful when you ride up sunset, that look with the palm trees. So I was with the whole situation, and a lot of people didn't want to be with it in the beginning, and then when it came out, it became one of the best covers. It was like voted as one of the best independent covers ever thought of, you know, for an album cover. I was on the cover with Spontaneous Ecstasy.
Aquaria.
man separate what we create.
Yeah, it's all, huh? It's your birthday, so you know we getting down. I'm gonna put it on you till the neighbors hear the sound. We could get it popping on the living room floor. Till I hear you holler, baby, give me more. See, it's your birthday, so I'm happy to oblige. Lick up on that magic box between your thighs. Tell your girlfriend you came to the cafe. Put your butt up on me like I was an ashtray. Girl, you know I I've been feeling. Wake up in the late night, been dreaming about your loving. Girl, you know I don't need candles or cake. Just need your body to make it. And heard I was a G. And I don't pay for sexy, I get it for free. But it's your birthday, so I am willing to pay. Just wear this t-shirt that say I love cafe. You feeling so freaky, I wanna touch you. I heard you from D.C., now I wanna fuck you. I'm here with my whole team, we gon' shake you down. Me and the street fan, we don't play around. Girl, you know I I've been fiending. Woke up in the late night, been dreaming about your loving. Girl, you know I don't need candles or cake, just need your body to make it.
Dive into the water deep until I know I please that body, body, ow. Or girl, without a broom, I might just sweep you off your feet and make you wanna tell somebody, body, how I do. Or maybe we can float on top of my waterbed. You close your eyes as I improv between your legs. We work our way from kitchen stoves and tables. Girl, you know I'm more than able to please, yeah.
I'm still in the grind. I shorty said she feelin' my staff. So feeling my flow. A girl somewhere that they buy and they ready to go.
I'm scared.
Bottle full of bug, mama, I got what you need. You need to feel the bug. I'm in the habit, sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. You're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bug, mama, I got what you need. You need to feel the bug. I'm in the habit, sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. You're in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my car, my clothes, my jewels. Look on me. Came up and I ain't changing. You should love it way more than you hate it. Oh, you mad? I trust that you be happy I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. Moved out the hood, now you tryna pull me back, right? My joint get the bumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes, the chick, so she's mad, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, man, just let it burn. If it's talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what bank for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate them while the money pile up. And we can go upside the head with a bottle of blood. Come on, they know where we be. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bug, mama, I got what you need. You need to feel the bug. I'm in the habit, sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bug, mama, I got what you need. You need to feel the bug. I'm in the habit, sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you're in the getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know who we be, neither. We in club on time, the prop pop on. Shady aftermath.
PLL, baby.
And with another great mix by DJ Waheed, who always does what he does, we are officially up and running. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening to you. I am LeVar Evans. Good evening to you all from coast to coast and around the world as Spontaneous Radio Online proudly brings to you Spontaneous's annual celebrity birthday celebration for 2024. Now,
yes.
In the words of Dave Chappelle, who quoted Rick James, it's a celebration. that's what it will be tonight. We are so happy to be with you. And as always, I pass it over to my PLM brother, the one, the only DJ FX. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm good. It's definitely a great day today. You know, not only because we have Miss Spawn as well as Mr. DJ No Frills on, it's just one of those great days where, well, for one, spring is actually starting to begin here, so things are getting a little bit warmer, the days are getting longer, winter is pretty much slowly but surely on its way out, so it's definitely a good feeling, man, definitely a good feeling. So hopefully everybody is definitely feeling good out there, again, especially celebrating Miss Spawn's birthday, her celebration, all the Aquarius's out there. Again, definitely a happy birthday to all of you all, because again, you're celebrating with three Aquariuses right here. So my thing is, everything is always grooving when you have Aquariuses pretty much take over the party, because a lot of times you just know go, but you always are appreciative of how it ends after everything is all over. You know what I mean? So that's how it gets down. So definitely want to give a shout out to all the fans. Yes, exactly. So definitely want to give a shout out to all the fans that are tuning in this evening. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be here with us, and we certainly thank you for that. And again, we are celebrating our PLM boss, our beautiful PLM boss, Miss Spontaneous, the female artist who was managed by Tupac Shakur. She is also a three-time Hall of Fame inductee, sold over 352 million of movies, and still selling today. She has also received 9 awards of her accomplishments in the entertainment industry, including a Lifetime Achievement Award. Also, our beautiful boss became the valedictorian of her class of 2020 from Full Sail University. and she will become Dr. Spontaneous of Business Administration and Strategic Marketing later next year, including a second book that will be released about her life with her manager, Tupac Shakur, authored by Kevin Powell. Also, New York Times bestselling author Jeff Pearlman will be releasing a Tupac Shakur biography, as well as Moprim Shakur. He, too, will be releasing a biography of Tupac Shakur as well. Miss Spontaneous will be in all of these biographies. So if you want to catch these books and you want to cop it, Miss Spontaneous is going to be in these books. All right, so keep that in mind. So you definitely get to read about her, Tupac, and the type of relationship that they had. These books will be released by next year, the year of 2025. All right, Spontaneous Radio Online, the one-stop shop for all of our PLM shows and events. So please stay updated for all upcoming shows and interviews. Also, continue to email your ideas and questions to the radio show email at spontaneousradio@gmail.com. That's S-P-A-N-T-A-N-E-E-U-S radio@gmail.com. And now, of course, we have our special guest, of course, all the way from Philly. We brought him back again. He had to come back because, again, you know how it goes when we have our special guest. We have to bring him back in. And just like we mentioned before, this is the second time, so we had to bring him back. You know, it's going to be a third time and definitely a fourth time. So just want to keep up to date with that. You know what I mean? So this brother here has 20-plus years in the business. He earned the title of one of the first radio host / DJs to become a popular internet radio show called Official Street Radio. He's been on such shows such as Sway in the Morning, Power 99 FM's DJ Battle, LL Cool J's Rock the Bells Radio, NRS Radio in NYC, as well as other internet podcast shows like Air It Out Radio and UE Radio. And now Spontaneous Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. So his resume is still growing. Now the moment we've all been waiting for, again, all the way from Philly. And as you heard on his mixes, Let It Play, I Got You. All right, Philly's own Dr. or DJ No Frills, man. What is going on, my brother?
Let it play.
I am ranked number one. One! That means I'm the best.
You're number one, bro.
Well, Kevin, listen. I like the doctor part. I'm not going to lie. I really like the doctor part because being a DJ for like, listen, we got years in this shit, right? So we technically are doctors, like, you know what I mean? We got so many years in, but it's not about me, man. It's about Spontaneous, but I call it symbols. Like, I don't know if y'all allowed to call it symbols. I know it from when I was a young boy in Philly, like when she was pulling up in Diamantes and RX-7s. I'm talking about way before she met Tupac. She was pulling up in RX-7s, Diamantes, Fiero. She had the nice Fiero. She had a regular Fiero. She had to join the sporty one. Shout out to her, man. I love her, man. I'm so proud to know her. Man,
Fiero.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie, man. When I was a kid, yo, everybody on my block, we all had a crush on her. When we used to see her, we used to be like, oh, my God, who is this celebrity woman? Like, real shit, no lie.
I remember those days.
I'm talking about we little kids. Yo, we used to gather up together. We'd be pointing and looking. She ain't even know it. It's like we was like the ants and she was like the giant. I swear, man, that picture that she has on her Facebook, I remember being a youngin' and being at the shows and her with the all black on and playing the drums. And the thing about it was she was beautiful and talented. She wasn't just, you know, now you got these beautiful women with no talent. She always had talent. I'm talking about musical, like, for real. Salute to her, man. I got love for her.
Uh-huh.
Love you, too. And, you know, with my cars, I always been into cars. That's why when the new car come out, I got to have it. So those Fieros that you seen I was driving, they were right off the showroom. So that's why they were all – and I joined the club We used to meet in Fairmount Park. All the Fiero, everybody who owned a Fiero would meet in Fairmount Park on Sundays or Saturdays. And everybody who had Fieros was riding all around the Philadelphia area. Those were the days, yes. And I had to have that car. Actually, those cars were created where the engine was in the back.
Exactly.
No,
yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You
I'm a car
lover.
I know.
Stick. Yep. And they didn't come automatic. It was a stick shift. So I didn't know how to drive a stick. But I learned because I wanted that car so bad. So I, you know, with a stop and go, I used to block traffic downtown and Center City and all that crazy stuff during those times. But I learned I would go out late at night. And you know it's only a two-seater car, like a Corvette. So
yes,
somebody else would go with me. I wasn't going to go out like 11, 12 at night by myself, but I always had somebody with me. And those were – but it was a recall, what, 6 years into it. That's why you don't see Fieros anymore, because the engine started blowing up for no reason or smoking.
I think I remember that. Yeah, those Pontiacs, yeah.
Yes,
but listen, though, but the thing about it is you made it cool, though. To us, you was the first one with the Fiero. You was pulling up. You had the long, dark hair, beautiful skin. Listen, that's my big sister, but I can say this. Like, I'm talking about as a beautiful skin. There's only two women in my life that made me put my toys down. Like, and I'm talking about, like, toys, like Transformers. I'm going to tell you, Vanity and Spontaneous. No lie, I'm not lying to you. When I seen Vanity, I said, what the fuck is going on out here? Like, I stopped everything. And so then and then Spontaneous pull up on our block. We looking at her. We watching The Last Dragon, looking at Spontaneous, like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Is that Vanity? Like, I'm not, listen, yo, you know I'm not making this shit up. I'm not making this shit. I'm telling you.
You're
listen,
right.
Shout out to her, man. I'm just blessed to know her.
And it was, and I always have custom made license plates. So symbol stands for a person who plays drums. So that's what that means. So yeah, the symbols. I still own that license plate name. Once you get a custom made license plate, that's yours forever. Nobody else can use that.
Right.
Yeah.
Do your thing, girl.
Hey, Spontaneous, I got some other information that you might want to hear too. Did you know that EST birthday just passed too? You know he's an Aquarius too.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
From three times dope. So,
dope. Yep.
The crazy
thing.
Yeah. So listen. In my neighborhood, we had the best. We had Left Eye.
We had
Spontaneous. Yep. We had I used to see the K-9 Posse. Spontaneous. And EST used to pull up on our block with a Maxima, a gray Maxima with green tinted windows with hammer rims. Like,
wow,
oh my God.
Not the gray
our
Maxima.
Shit, Spontaneous.
Yes.
Not the gray Maxima.
Boys
what?
The men, the corner. Mike from Boys the Men. I can't forget about Mike. Boys the Men.
Yep. And the hot spot downtown was Club Phoenix. That's a club Pop used to always love to perform at, was Phoenix Club downtown. It's not there no more, but, I mean, back in the day, that was the club. Mm-hmm. On Fridays and Saturday nights. Yes.
Wow.
So Philadelphia has a lot of history of different things in different areas. And it's really terrible. You know, this is 2024. I'll go back within 4 years, 6 years maybe. Philly is not the same. It, you know, it's not like it was. And we had, like,
right.
a lot of essence
right.
of a lot, you know, like, different areas of Philly. And you go now, it's like, what the hell is going on here? What is going on? You know?
That's the sad thing about it.
It's
very
sad.
But, you know, we're shining the light, though. But we still represent. So.
Yeah, we are.
He shining the light of hope for Philadelphia, and you definitely put on for the city. And the history of you is working with the man who owned Rough House Records, who put out some of the biggest rap groups of all time.
Chris Fort. I met Chris before he started Rough House. He was a guitar player, and I was a drummer. And
I heard.
Spontaneous. Yep. I'm going to start a record label. So I was putting people down on working at a label because I was like, you want a job? Yo, Chris, hire them. I was like, I didn't even ask them, can they be hired? I'm like, Chris, hire them. Hire them.
Right.
Hire her.
Wow.
Yep. Rough House Record. The same name that you see on the Juice movie. When Omar, his character was like, oh, I got to, and you remember Pac and all them, they were looking at the Rough House competition for the DJ competition. That was actually the Rough House Record. Yep. Mm-hmm.
How was that energy? Like, kind of walk us through, like, how that energy was, like, you know, being amongst, like, all those talented artists. Like, how, like, on a, let's say, like, on a typical day, like, how would it be? Like, walk us through that.
Myself or No Thrills? Which stories?
I'm talking about you.
Yeah, both.
I ain't nobody.
You're so crazy. There you are, dude. You made history in Philly. Well, I'll say it this way. Things were happening so fast for me that I wasn't really thinking on things. But everyone who was in the industry, it was just like, okay, this all started. I'm going to stop playing drums, and I'm going to start rapping. First gig I get, or first show I get, is actually with Chub Rock. That was the first show.
Okay.
I'm opening up for Chub Rock. So then from there, Spontaneous is about to go on a tour to open up for MC Light and Big Daddy Kane. So it just came in my lap, like boom, boom, boom. And then now I'm going where? On tour with the Flavor Unit, with Queen Latifah, Brothers of the Black Market, Apache, Naughty by Nature, Black Sheep.
Right.
Here, you're going to perform at the Jack the Rapper Convention in Atlanta, Georgia. And this is where the introduction, where Pac and I, that's how that began. Because I was in the restaurant. I'm about to perform for Jack the Rapper. And I'm getting signed with Ichiban Records that was in Marietta, Georgia. Which was signed with MC Breed. If you guys remember MC Breed, I got to get mine.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Pac did in Georgia.
So that
was from Ichiban Records. And I was the female artist that was signed under Ichiban Records. So it all came so quick. And things can come really quick for you, but when it comes quick, you better be ready. Because if you're not, you have one shot. And if you screw up, that's it. It ain't no like, okay, we're going to try this person again. It's not an audition. Because I'm up here getting, I wasn't signed until later, and I'm doing tours with venues that's like 30,000 people, 25,000 people, all sold out events. At that moment, they didn't know who Spontaneous is, but I'm going to do something where people ain't going to boo me because that's a lot of people out there in the arena. So I never got booed on every show that I did. That's how I was able to go from one show to another to another. Yeah. And it's always good to have a good management team. I will let you know.
Oh, yeah. That makes a difference. Makes a difference.
Very important. So every manager I had, that's how they handled the business. You know, that's how I was able to get to one thing to another. Once I go to these different cities, it's like, oh, they're working me. I have to do a radio interview. I have to do a press conference. Da-da-da-da-da. I have to do an interview with Source Magazine. I have to do this. I have to do that. So it's so important to make sure you have a team behind you that really know what they're doing, not just be on your team. Because a lot of people just want to be on your team. But you want to have a good team who can make things happen for you.
That's true.
And that's even to this day.
That's true.
Because today things are, it's still competitive. It was competitive back then. But everybody had their own identity. The thing that I see here, I love the new generation, yes. But I don't see a lot of uniqueness. I see too many followers. Everybody is sounding the same, like the same. I'm looking like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, back in the day, why we created this art is because it's supposed to be unique art, not just be the next person that's already out there and the next person and the next person. And your lyrical form, You're not making any sense. Okay, bling, bling, all this. What's the next album?
That's all they know.
Bling, bling?
That's all they know.
And I'm
looking,
I was looking at some artists, and it's like, cool, you're doing your thing. That's great. But I know you're not going to last that long because your next album is the same like it was, and you look like me, Spontaneous the Porn Star. And for me, I was doing that as the porn star. Okay.
Yeah, right,
but
right.
It's like, there before, I'm going to get the dancers to do that. You're going to hear what I'm
right.
saying on the microphone. That's real stuff. Okay.
Right,
so,
right, right.
A lot of these new artists don't have what you call a stage presence. And they're already getting bad hashtags. Because we have a thing called internet now.
where it's
out of your control. And
it
hashtags something that's not good, and it just goes out to so many people, and they do the same thing. And now it's like, wow.
Things go viral very quick.
They go viral.
Because it's like you mentioned, it's you know, going back to the point of, you know, there's no distinction. You know, I mean, talented artists, but just no distinction. And you have those to where they, well, because something like it, because it worked for that one artist, they figure, oh, I'm going to do the exact same thing.
They think it's going to work for them, too.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know.
And I will
say to you, FX, as a CEO, okay, your whole idea is to sell a product and to make money, but there are a lot of labels out here that it's just about making money. So they really don't know the essence of hip hop, but they're looking like, guess what? Well, he sold, so we just need to sign another one that sound like him or her to make some profit and just have
carbon,
an outfit for
carbon
a year
copy.
Or two.
So more or less quantity and not quality.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
There it is.
Exactly. That's why with Pac, he wasn't just what you call a rap artist. He comes from the history of America with the Black Panthers. He was educated. He was 17 years old talking about about people, helping people. And he's a young guy who's not even 18 and 20 years old making these major speeches in front of adults about what we need, what the people need, the people who you can't hear from. So he didn't have to rap, and he would have been Tupac, a very famous person. I think if he was still alive today, he would be running as a senator, hopefully maybe a president of the United States of America, because we already see how things are right now. He would be the younger generation of it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Because he was talking about a lot of things when he was young. He was younger during the time he was here. He see things beforehand. He's seen the different bull. He's seen it.
Right, right.
And his mother and everybody behind him was very educated. So that has a lot to do with it, too, to put that core in him. And he was a poet. That's why there's universities that have Tupac courses that you have to pass.
He's the only rapper that
have courses. We never thought one day, and I remember a lot of conversations we had together, like one day you're going to have a course that's out of your control, but universities are going to have courses where students have to study what you have created as a poet.
Yeah.
The melodies, formats. That's why
that's
I look at a lot of rappers now. What is the history of what you're going to be 10, 20 years from now? You know, what core did you create like a seed that blossomed to a tree?
Right.
Because everything people do when you leave this planet, it's going to be what you did when you were here in the human form.
Right.
Good or bad. Bad behavior or good behavior. So
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So everybody always talk about Pac, right? Like me, that I'm a journalist too. I want to know things like that person, like what kind of foods did he like? Did he like a Philly cheesesteak? Did he like chicken?
Oh,
like, I mean, you know, everybody likes the serious stuff, but like what kind of stuff Pac like to eat?
He loves Philadelphia cheesesteak. You already know. Coming up Philly, whoever you are, I'm going to turn you on to the real Philadelphia cheesesteaks. You already know that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
exactly. Yeah.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
That's right.
Word.
He loves Philadelphia cheesesteaks. So he loves chicken. You know, he loves soul food. But he loved Caribbean food. He loves lots of seafood, different things. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, he loved over in Cali, where you have waffles and chicken as a meal. It's like, Lord have mercy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Yeah. So, but when he came to Philly, he would come to Philly a lot. He loved Philly. He loved the 215. And like I said, definitely I was taking him to get a Philadelphia cheesesteak, because when people who don't know where to go to get a Philadelphia cheesesteak, they would just get it from anywhere, just assume that we're in Philly and this is the steak. But it's certain places that's just the real Philadelphia cheesesteaks.
Right.
So, yeah, he loved to eat them. And he always liked to make you laugh. He was a person that always liked to have fun. Now, I did something that was very funny for him. It was a challenge, but it was funny during the time. And I didn't think, like, at the moment, like, ooh, this should be recorded. I wish I did record it. But it was, he came to Philly, and he reached me like, where are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm not in Philly yet, but I really was. But the thing of it is, I wanted to do a surprise for him when he got to the club. And what I did was, call one of those singing telegrams, and I won a bear to sing to Pac. So it's like at a club. So you can imagine, no thrills. You go, here's a bear that's in front of the door of a club, and you're like, what the hell is going on here? And it's not like a masquerade party or nothing. He was the singing telegram, and this is what I wanted them to do. I wanted him to be in a certain section after he finished performing, and the bear has to sing Pac. Then, you know, make it look like, you know, it's a fan base, and we're happy to see you, we love you, da-da-da-da-da, and have a bear for him, too. So it was a challenge to get him in that area, because they're like, you know, what the fuck, you know, I can already see, because I act like, you know, I'm on my way there, but I was already there, so I seen everything that was going on. So after they sat him down in the chair, the bear came out and started singing in front of him. It was really funny. It had nothing to do with anything. It wasn't his birthday. It wasn't none of that. It was just, I want to do something that he's going to always remember that no one ever done before. So I always try to get people during their birthday moments, like, ha-ha, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my moment. It wasn't his birthday, but I was just like, this is something you're going to remember. So he laughed afterwards because I came out and it was for me, and he started laughing. But at that moment, I seen all the guys trying to sit him down, and you know, he getting upset, like, what the hell are y'all trying to do here? What's going on? And this bear came out in this big costume. What the heck is good? So it was funny. It was really funny. But he always liked to play, you know, play around. He's missed, you know. I have to say, like, the Thug Life family, after Pac passed, you know, it was like a whole different transformation. And you could feel that missing transformation. You know what I'm saying? You can. It changed. You know, like how some people are in your life and they're not here anymore, and it's like things change. Some things that him and I did together, I don't do no more because he's not here. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's
the thing. Yeah. So I can always relate and understand. Anybody can, who loves somebody and they're not here, you know, it's just like, wow, they're not dealing with craziness in the world. They're resting in peace. But it was fun when they were here, because we used to do this or you used to do that, you know, that type of thing. And you can do it with other people, but it's still not the same when that original person is not here anymore and the things that they did with you. Yeah. But I'm just so, this is the real, when someone creates real music, it lasts forever. And here,
That's true.
We're in 2024, and we still, it's like pop music is out there, and lots of barriers of what he thought never would occur for him as an artist or even as Pac himself, has barriers have came, has done this. How, Japan, they have a Tupac holiday like they have a Bob Marley holiday over in Japan, different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like many countries all over the planet. It's, music is so, so extremely powerful. It's not just an American thing. It's a worldwide thing. And other countries appreciate our music. If they really love you, they really love you.
More so than you know, because I'm pretty sure, because I know some countries, I think there's other music where it's been out for at least 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they still rock with it as if it was brand new. They're like, you know, this is one of the best songs we've ever heard. So, and a lot of times I think about it, you know, especially among other DJs, and I know No Frills knows, you know, more than anybody, is when it comes to that real music, especially, you know, all over the world, is, and I've heard this said before, where it comes down to a lot of the music that we put out is almost like, from what I heard, like bubblegum music. So it's like we devour it, we chew it up, and then after that it's gone, you know.
Right.
But everybody
That's a fact.
And then everybody else, you go, and just like you mentioned, where you go around the world, and something that was put out in, let's say, 1995, in 1995, if it was hot at the time here, it was hot over there. But here it is, 2024, 2025, and it's still hot.
Exactly.
You know, they rock
exactly.
with it. So, like you mentioned, with that real music, they're like, we hanging on to it.
It's longevity. Real music is longevity.
I think speaking on Pac, I got a little excited. Happy birthday again, too. But I was going to say that, you know, when artists was making music back in the day, they was trying to make just good music. They wasn't emulating.
Yeah.
They wasn't getting this producer to make the same beat over. And it was a law that you couldn't sound like somebody else. Nobody, if you sounded like somebody else, that was Biden. So they breaking.
That's right.
I call it breaking all the rules of hip hop.
That was
they breaking all the laws of hip hop. Biden is the first thing we're not supposed to do. And a lot of music, I ain't going to put no artists on blast, but the songs only lasted for 6 months.
Yep.
See?
And then you see, like, what happened to them. The next song or single drop is no hit, and it's like, wow.
Nope.
Now they're trying to make some music because the label just dropped them or whatever. So that's the thing. That's the thing. And it's just that, like you just said, No Thrills is just the point of, you don't bite nobody else's style. You have your own, because that's disrespect. Back in the day of hip hop, Big Daddy Kane didn't sound like no KRS-One. Pac didn't sound like Biggie.
Lips
goes on and on and on. So
you knew.
Here I'm getting confused on who is who half of the time, and it's not because of my age. It don't have nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Oh, trust me, there was a time I was doing a party. And I played two songs back to back, and they sounded the exact same. And it got to the point where I was like, wait a minute, did I play this already? Like, you know, because you know how DJs are, you know, it's like we try not to play the same song twice, you know, in any one set. So, you know, so I'm sitting there playing, and I'm like, you know, I'm looking right at it, and I'm like, okay, I know these are two different songs. You know, I know it's two different artists, but they sounded the exact same.
That's
and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's the thing that's just kind of a turnoff. That's why I look at who's saving hip-hop is J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Who are saving hip-hop. And maybe a few others, but it's in one hand as far as the newer generation. You know, and I'm just like trying to get into this because I'm like, this is the end thing here. But I'm just like, oh, my God. I just can't listen to this no more. And it's nothing. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, let me look at the award show. I really got bored because I'm like, well, all these chicks just did the same thing, but just with a different outfit, and each of them looked different.
Yeah. That's it. It's become a fashion show. And if you notice, a lot of artists are actually sampling older tracks.
Like
popular tracks back in the day, mm-hmm. and putting out new stuff, you know, because there's been countless times where I've heard a Busta Rhymes sample, or I've even heard, of course, a James Brown sample, or I've even heard an Anita sample, you know, so that's what it's getting to now. It's like, all right, well, let me, again, go back to what was working then, and let me just repackage it. So, it's crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, I know things go into a transformation of the future, but I'm just like, okay, all right. Is it because of relying on technology too much where everything just sounds electronical? When before, you know, and thank God, you know, everybody here that's on air and everyone I'm surrounded around are real DJs. There ain't nothing else, no pretend DJs. They're real DJs. Real DJs. So,
unless you got that Apple device where now it's like you can be a DJ on that Apple device where you can take your iTunes and like be like a virtual DJ. That's what's out now. So that's AI being your DJ.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. That's what's happening. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I think that's where getting to be more of a clone. You know, so
it is.
As you know, I'm always going to rep the real. I'll try to get to maybe a few little. That's about it. It's not going to be the whole scenario, because I'm letting y'all know I'll get bored. Like, all right, y'all, come on. What else do you have? All the ones sound the same. Give me a last one. Come up with something different, please. I'll be like, no thrills. Please take him under your spell and teach him how to do things, please. Get back to me in another four weeks or something.
Right.
And they'll come with some real art. But it's just,
well, I hope we got to
ask. I love the new generation. I mean, major hugs, because they support Spontaneous and they weren't even born when I started in the industry. So it's just like, but I just tell them, I said, always do your homework. Don't get into something that's just a hustle. Just get into it because you really want to, not because, oh, it's a hustle. Because if it's a hustle for you, you're not going to last. You should know the art of what you're doing. You should do your homework, just like in anything else, because music is a business. It's not just, I just want to create, because there's a thing called social media. You're not a star if you use social media. If you haven't gone all around the world or anything like that, stop fantasizing.
Right.
Because it's like, hello.
Right.
Did you do any tours yet? Did they pay you? No, they didn't. Oh, you just have a social media page and you're thinking you're the it. Oh, see, that's where.
Oh, for some, that's
media,
enough.
Yeah. That's enough. They get caught up in their brain cell. That's not a good thing, and they should learn the business.
I do have a question here, especially for Frills and for Spawn, because you guys being from Philly, for those of us and me being from Chicago, when I think, you know, Philly, and I think the sound of Philadelphia, you know, we think the OJs and we think Teddy Pendergrass or the Spinner or, you know, Billy Paul or Bubek. For you guys, if someone was to come here from another country and asked you, past, present, or future, what's the Philly sound? Who is on your Mount Rushmore of what represents Philadelphia?
Yes.
Who you want to answer first, King or the Queen?
Good question.
We could go with you, Doctor, if you want to, or you can go Spawn.
For me, the sound of Philadelphia is that Jackson album that they made here in Philadelphia. Like, let me show you the way. What's the Jackson album? The Jackson album that they made here.
sound with those strings, with those strings, that soulful string that's in like that Jackson album. That's a starting point for me because I really love that. What's the record? It's a record. Be Happy is on there. Like, be happy. Like, I can't sing. I can't sing like Swan. But that's the start for me. That, Dexter Wan. Then I'm gonna take you to Dexter Wanzel because you know I'm a hip hop guy. So the Lox and Jadakiss and a lot of people they sample Dexter Wanzel stuff. So then I'm gonna take them to Dexter Wanzel. I can't forget about Phyllis Hyman. Like, oh my God, Phyllis Hyman.
I
so.
Know.
I mean, the list goes on, but for me, that's the starting point for me. Shout out to Liz, happy birthday again. Talk to him,
yes, Frank. Thank you. You know, thank you, Philly. Yes, yes, yes. For me, definitely Teddy Pendergrass. International House of Records, you know, I love Brookhouse Records, but definitely International Records had the essence of the beginning of the Philly sound. And definitely with Phyllis Hyman, and I was going to mention Phyllis, and I had to mention my auntie, which is Patti LaBelle, has to mention her. So definitely with them, I think of that. I think of also Tammy Terrell, Philly.
Okay.
With Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
Ain't no matter.
Shout out DC and
oh
Philly
God.
Connection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, because any time I hear like a Teddy Pendergrass, it's like, oh, close, yes, 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 yes. You know, that's Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. You know,
yes, that's the funny thing. People thought he was Harold.
I know.
He was always singing Lee. People thought he was Melvin. Trust me,
and
I
they
did
had,
too. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, they were having issues within their group there, and Harold wasn't liking all the attention of what Teddy was getting. So that's really why Teddy went solo, because it was a lot of drama.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom, she was actually, you know, dealing with a lot of their business during those days. So we had a thing called Motown. We had Uptown, sorry. There was a theater called Uptown on Broad Street, which is near Temple University, that was history from the James Brown and everybody. When they came to Philly, they performed there. The place closed, of course, before I was a little baby. But my mom would show me and tell me the whole history of Uptown. So people can Google Uptown in Philadelphia, and they'll know the whole history of all of the famous singers and artists, from the Supremes, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye.
Facts.
The list goes on.
Facts.
They all perform.
Also, can I jump in on the perfect –
most
perfect
definitely.
Segue. So I actually DJ for the Uptown. They have a radio station now. They're trying to rebuild it. They've been trying to rebuild it for years. It's $100,000 raised so far. So they as a radio station, 98.5 in Philly. So Uptown has a radio station. So they're trying to rebuild it. The inside of it is beautiful. It's just like the Apollo. It's a very legendary spot. And if you Google on the outside, they got pictures of the Jacksons. And different people, and it was like a hair salon right there that all the stars would go to. So I just wanted to join in to what she was saying about the Uptown theater. So definitely need to get it fixed in Philly.
Yes, definitely. Because I know when FX was in Philly, we went to see Boyz II Men. FX, we actually drove past that Uptown building. And that was, you know, when I was saying Temple University, this is here, this is there. And we drove past the building where Uptown actually is located. And like No Thrills mentioned, they've been trying to reopen it for so many years. And eventually I hope they do, because that was a history landmark in the entertainment industry for Philadelphia, going back to the International Record, going back to back in those days. That was the place. Definitely. So a lot of history in Philadelphia musically. And that's where we have a lot of history as far as in hip hop. But the thing that bothers me a lot, I look at maybe from 8 years, within the 8 year period, a lot of player haters, like you're hating on the next person who's in Philly and they in Philly, and it's like, well, do you understand they're gonna this the city, and guess what? People are going to know that this person is from Philly, and it's like that gives another landmark for Philadelphia as an artist. But you know, the essence of jealousy is just really disgusting. And people been jealous
That's
of people
fact.
For a very long time. And even during the time of Teddy Pendergrass, he even spoke about the jealousy that was happening. And he was driving in the car, and y'all heard about the accident. That's how he got into the wheelchair. You know, there's been some hating moments during that time of Teddy Pendergrass. You know, he's successful and somebody's player hating. Jealousy. Jealousy is just a bad core in a human body, soul, and heart. And it's disgusting. Really, it is. Because it still happens today.
I think Philly needs a cleansing. But, you know, Big Sis, I started something in Philly called Philly Support Philly. It's a movement I started to try to bring the city together. You know, Philly is like Afghanistan, or Philly is like, how can I say, it's a bunch of kings. No, it's a bunch of, no. Everybody want to be the chief, you know what I mean? And people don't know when to be an Indian, like an Indian. Like
right.
Fond is my chief. I'm an Indian. I don't have no problem with telling nobody that. Like, she's a woman. It could be a man or a woman. Listen, she put the work and she deserves the respect, so I follow the leader. But sometimes in Philly that don't happen. And, you know, not to put nobody on blast, some of like the older generation, man, you know, they the blame. Like, they just, I guess it's just in this, another in this cycle of people getting hurt. I just think it's a music business thing, too. Not just Philly, but Philly is definitely bad. But it's just like people, somebody hurting somebody, and they want to do this person dirty and rob on them, this and that. And, you know, I don't know. I wish I had the answers. I just live here.
I know. I understand. I know. And because I had followed and was, you know, observing some of the independent artists that was really making a buzz in Philadelphia. And then you hear, like, what? They just, what happened to them? What happened to that person? Like, wow. And it all boiled down to jealousy. You know, that jealous situation is a really sad situation. And I won't even say in Philly, but just in general. You know, and that's why I always say to myself and tell people, I love animals. Because they don't have that in them. They don't have that in their heart. And an animal has a heart just like we do. But we're the only ones that are called human beings that have this core. And not all human beings, because the good human beings are the ones who make the world better. But the ones that got that core in them of just jealousy, envy, and hate, you know, they got a heart too, but it's just that core in them. And it's just like, well, you look back and say, well, okay, you got hurt, so you feel the whole world, you hate the world because you got hurt, but everybody in life has gotten hurt. If you live on this planet, you're going to get hurt some kind of way. And, you know, you learn from that, but you don't just keep a chip on your shoulder and it's like, oh, you know, this dislike and envy and this and that and the other. Because I always feel if this person, and for myself, I love cars, I love vehicles. So if I want this vehicle, I'm not going to hate on somebody else who have that vehicle that I want. I'm like, I'm going to go and get my own vehicle. But you got people who are just like, ooh, and they just despise because you got this and they don't. Work your ass up and get the same thing.
Right.
No one owes you to say, hey, you just take somebody else's. Get your ass and start working. It ain't no excuses.
Right.
I think people use a lot of excuses for things. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I just want to take. And there's an excuse for, I just want to take. And I'm like, you're a grown-ass man and a woman, and you just took this older person's what? For what? And you're about to go to jail, and now you're crying.
Wow.
That's
a,
it's crazy.
That's a message for all the Buck Nasty and Silky Johnsons out there at the Player Haters Ball. So.
Exactly.
By the way, I want to kind of go back real quick because, like I said, once again, being from Chicago, and I know you guys talked about Philly cheesesteak.
The Windy City.
Yes,
the Windy City.
I have never had one. I've never had one. Really?
I could have shipped you
really?
One over there, bro.
I know, but I do have a question because I've seen it plenty of times. So is it American cheese or Cheese Whiz or provolone?
Oh, it's not Cheese Whiz,
for
I
me.
Can tell you that. Not definitely not
me.
Cheese Whiz. That's almost a sin.
Exactly. Really.
Hold
the
on,
American,
let me say something real quick.
American
I'm
cheese.
Go ahead. I get excited about that.
No
provolone. No provolone at all.
Definitely
hell
not.
No. Hell no. Oh, my God. Provolone don't have – listen, I don't know why anybody like it. I'm sorry. I'm like, call me a provolone hater. All the provolone people. Provolone people, you be mad. Fuck y'all. I'm sorry. Provolone is the nastiest cheese ever. I don't know why people eat. I'm sorry. Sorry, it's fine.
I thought it was Limburger, but all right. Well, that let y'all know, No Frills does not want provolone on his sandwich.
Yeah.
So anytime y'all feel Frills come through, do not put provolone on the sandwich.
Exactly.
Y'all been warned.
Exactly.
No provolone.
Definitely not. American cheese. Definitely American cheese. And you know what it has to do with, not just with the cheese, it's a special bread that we use, a special roll.
Yeah.
It has a certain taste to it. You can't just
have
a long roll and just put American cheese and then, oh, well, some salt and pepper and some fried onions on a steak, chop, chop, chop. No, it's a special taste to it. You could come to Philly, and it's mostly like you can go to 5 different cheesesteak spots, and they all taste different.
Yep.
And you'll be wondering, wow, why is it that all of them taste different? Because all of them aren't using the same thing the real cheesesteak spots are using. Now, for my spot, I love Iskabiggles. I like Pat.
Mm.
Those are my two favorite spots.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But it's So it's the put together special type of thing, but it's not just putting it together. You have to have that special bread, that brand of that bread. And, okay,
it does make a difference.
That's like creating, just like making a sweet potato pie. All sweet potato pies don't taste the same.
I know where you're going with that one.
You already know.
I know where you're going with that one. I know where you're going. I know it. I know it.
I'm trying to control myself, but it's my birthday. Henry Soul Food Cafe. If you don't understand, you have to taste it to understand. Bay pies is going to be totally different than going to another spot to get a sweet potato pie.
That's true.
That's like chicken. That's like Roscoe's chicken and waffle in Cali.
Yep.
Totally different than it is on the East Coast. Unless they have a ranch over on the East Coast. That's the only way you're going to understand that.
You
got to
do that fat burgers too.
And fat.
Oh, that fat burgers over there on the West Coast. Oh my God! Because we got a smash burger over here on the East Coast, but no, it's
not the same.
Because I've almost got to the point. No, definitely not the same. I've gotten to that point where it's almost like wherever I am, sometimes I will purposely drive up to Philly just for a cheesesteak alone. And I have done that once. Actually, I've done that for a pizza in New York. So it's like, if you ever out on the West Coast. Yeah. Because that's how
you call me and say, fine, I'm going to New York for a pizza before I head back to Maryland.
Yeah.
I remember you said that. I was like,
see? Yeah.
Because
she was like,
I can relate.
Yeah, because she was like, you're going to New York.
I can relate.
I'm only 2 hours away. I was like, why not? And I did that. I drove 2 hours, went up, FX drove 2 hours from Philly to New York just to get a slice of pizza, because New York has some of the, their pizza when it comes to sausage, pepperoni, cheese, man, I'm telling you, and the best is in, in the Village. It's either in the Village or in Manhattan, one of those two areas. You got to get the pizza over there. That's definitely one of my spots. And like you said, when it comes to Philly, you got to do the cheesesteak, and definitely hit up Spahn because Spahn knows where they are, and that's how I got turned on to those. And, American cheese is it. So I'm with you on that one. And I've always been like, when I went out to San Francisco, they got great steak. When I went to L.A., it's definitely Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle, Fat Burger. You got to do those two.
And also in
Memphis,
In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yes,
In-N-Out Burger
In-N-Out
in Cali
Burger.
As well.
Yes, in Cali. Yeah, and I've did both. I've done both in Cali as well as in Vegas. But you got to do one in Cali. Now I'm not throwing shade on the one in Vegas. The one in Vegas is excellent, but it depends on the flavor you want.
Which one?
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
Oh man, and their menu is simple. Their menu
is
very simple. It's either you want a single or a double. That's as far as it goes.
But it's a signature of their taste of their burgers. It's not just putting a burger on a bun. No, it's not McDonald's. It's a whole different signature.
Whole different,
That's the great uniqueness of different cities, you know, different cities. Like, I will say, who has the best seafood? Oh, my God, it's Maryland. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Yes. Always.
Hands down.
Have been since I was
I'm not stamping that just because I'm from here. It's like, no, it's like, because I got to the point where I was, like, disappointed. Like, anytime I go to a Subway anywhere in the country and I'll ask for Old Bay and I have to realize where I am because we're the only ones that do that. But I'm telling you, when it comes to Old Bay seasoning, you got to get it from Maryland. I'm telling you, it makes any dish you have that much better.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on some fries in Philly. I'm telling you, you will have died and gone to heaven. I'm telling you.
Yes. What we got to do eventually, because people in my radio show email, shout out to Spain right now, because we have people in Spain who's listening to us right now. They have sent some emails over this week saying that they're listening. They're big major fans in Madrid, Spain. So shout out to Madrid, Spain. That's a beautiful country. I've been there when I was 12. And swam in the Mediterranean Sea. That's one of the most beautiful seas ever I've ever seen on a planet. Clear water, crystal clear. I remember that sea because I'm like, my God, this is the planet is so beautiful. But what I was about to say was eventually we have to take DJ No Thrills to the DMV area to get the seafood at Phillips. Or somewhere like right around the harbor area, or we can go to the National Harbor, and definitely.
No, either or.
When
either or.
LeVar comes over to the East Coast, we gotta definitely
gotta get that mumbo sauce.
Have him take him as well. Yes, yes, and then do a radio live show like you know, we're here, blah blah blah. Oh my God. Yes.
I'm a little
special
because
we're
in Chicago, so.
Yeah. Or if not, I had FX ship me some sweet potato pie. I'll be serious with the food. I don't care how it was crumbled. The taste, oh, my God, I said, I need the sweet potato pie.
Still just as good.
I had it from UPS. From Arlington, Pennsylvania. Two whole pies. I said, yes, I got my pies. They're all mushed up, but I got them. So if we need for you to, we could have put a cooler or something. I don't know. I'll try to figure out how they do those things. And I'll be like,
Well,
I
got to send those thrills to the sweet potato pie. So I understand
what I'm
talking
about. Chicago
for
the deep dish, though. You need to get the deep dish up there.
I'm actually going to stop you right there. In Chicago.
Okay.
Chicagoans who live here really don't eat deep dish pizza unless we have a friend from out of town. What we eat here is the thin crust, which is called tavern style, where it's cut up into little small squares. I really don't eat dish like that. But we eat tavern style, which is way better than probably – not. Don't get me wrong. I'll eat the occasional Giordano's, but I don't eat it like that unless visitors are here. We pride ourselves on different types of pizza around here, but ask any true Chicagoan, and they will tell you tavern style. And as for beef, you usually get it dipped, and I hate to say it to Frills, but we do get provolone on it. Maybe it's a bit less thing. You don't have to get the provolone.
I know.
And of course,
the Chicago
dog has everything on it.
Provolone is good, but not for, like, cheese steak. Provolone is good for like a like a what's that, roast beef and cheese, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On fried bread.
Don't put an American on my own. Yo, listen, the provolone workers or whatever, they're going to be mad with me. Listen, I'm saying it on spontaneous birthday on the show. I got a PSA, a frill service announcement. Yeah. Fuck provolone cheese. I'm from Philly. I got to keep it 1,000. Like, you know what I mean?
Man, it's good thing we ain't got no provolone sponsors, boy.
I know.
Yo, Priscilla's in Chicago is dope.
Yes, it is.
That's a great, yo. That's one of the best places I've ever ate at. I'm not going to lie. She was like, you got like 10 restaurants in one.
Yes. Mm. You get ribs
that
there.
That shit is
get
good, man.
Beef, hot dogs. Yeah.
Ooh, wow. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Love me some good ribs.
Priscilla's, which has gone to different cities now, any Chicagoan that has gone to one will tell you that it does not taste the same in other states. It tastes better here for some odd reason. It's kind of like New York bagels. New York bagels taste good in New York.
Yep.
Why? Because
Really
the water and what they use, but you can't get that taste anywhere else. And it's kind of like here. But yes, come on to Chicago. I'll go to Portillo's.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And you know it would have to be the summertime. Out of my luck, I'll come on the winter in this freezing cold, windy city. So it would definitely have to be in the summer. Play it safe in the summer.
Yeah, hopefully you have to take the batteries out your car so they don't freeze on you. I mean, that's what my cousins had to do when they was living up there. They said they had to take the battery out the car. I was like, good Lord.
Yes, Nighttown is serious in the winter. That in Detroit, Michigan. Oh, hammer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the way the weather is going nowadays, you just don't know how things are going. You know, shout out to everybody in Cali who's listening in, because I spoke to some people earlier and they're going through this mudslide and raining consistently.
Yeah.
Shout out to Missy. I know she's Goldie. I know Miss Goldie, she's in Vegas, but she's okay. But L.A. area, they've been having this rain, and then a few weeks later, it's rain again. So it's like, when here, we're about to get 60 degrees next week sometime, I believe, on the East Coast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep, starting tomorrow.
I'm not complaining.
Starting tomorrow.
I'm definitely not complaining. Yeah. But I'm just like, wait a minute.
Supposed to be
hitting
close to 70 midweek.
Yeah, and I'm like, because we might get some snow next month, and all of a sudden, you know. So I'm like, we're not. You know, when that weather goes up and down like that, it's just like, okay, all righty. I'm not complaining, but I'm just going to not be shocked if we hear snow again in the next few weeks or so. Yeah, so that's that crazy pneumonia weather.
Yeah. You got to protect yourself. Yeah, it's going up and down, and I know some people be getting sick because of it. So
Definitely, because it's not maintaining. Yeah.
Nope.
So my brother, no thrills. So what's your upcoming projects? What you've been up to far as in the next throughout this year? What you doing? I know you've been all over hitting those ones and twos constantly, blessing the world. Is he still there?
I know he's been busy. Yeah, he's still there.
Oh.
Yeah, he's still there.
Can he hear me?
My bad, y'all.
I'm like, you're probably on the ones, twos. I'm like,
listen. That's the problem with these young DJs. They're not reliable, right? So I still had to come into the club, but I told them, I'm not missing this interview for nothing. So I'm DJing and I'm on a call all at once. So I apologize, but you know, I had to be able to assist.
Because you didn't.
Like, literally, I'm in a club, literally, right now.
Shout out!
Wow!
Shout out to everybody.
That's
in the club.
Crazy.
Love y'all. This is spontaneous. That's how busy DJ No Thrills is.
Listen, I wasn't going to miss this. Like, I wasn't going to miss this.
That's how busy my brother is. He's highly in demand all the time. He's somewhere on the one, two.
Yeah,
they're like, we want DJ No Thrills. We want DJ No Thrills. We want DJ No Thrills.
I definitely got to give him a shout out because you gave me a shout out on one of my vids on IG, man. I definitely got to give you thanks on that, bro. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah, that's the thing,
oh,
man.
No, you was,
like,
no, you was going in, bro. You was going in.
Hey, I appreciate that because, like, I ain't going to lie. Like, I'm over here doing my thing, and I'm seeing, like, oh, no problem. Like, yo. So I'm like, I had to text the vibes, like, yo. I was like, that was much love, bro. Appreciate that, man. Definitely.
No, we family now, especially because you family of Big Sis and the Queen. So
yes.
We
yes.
family
yeah.
forever, bro.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, inside
some
of these brothers,
DJ,
like, I
got
you, dog.
We got to get
you,
some of these DJ calls, bro.
Yeah.
Well, hey, well, let me know. Let me know, man. Trust me,
you
I will drop anything just to bring
up,
my
so.
Turntable. Hey, let's do it.
No,
we can do it.
Mm-hmm. To get down with the DJ coalitions and stuff I'm a part of, let you down with spots, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
definitely, bro, definitely. As a matter of fact, like where I was, because, like, it's the international DJs, like the DJ Cafe, so it's the DMV chapter, right? But we actually had some Philly DJs come through. And, yo, they blazed it, man. They blazed it, dog. I'm over there like, yo, like, that's, like, I've always said, like, Philly is definitely no joke. Philly is no joke, bro. It's like, yo, it's like, my thing is, like, if y'all trying to, like, I'm trying, like, I'm telling everybody right now within earshot, all fans, all especially fans of DJs, like, yo, if you're an aspiring DJ and you going against some Philly DJs, you better do your homework. Because, yo, they will blaze you out the waters. I'm telling you. It is not a joke. It is not a joke. Philly DJs, because, like, you got the New York DJs. You got Philly. You got D.C. You got Atlanta. I'm telling you, all over the country. Yo, Philly DJs, yo, don't mess with them. Oh. I'm telling you. They will blaze you out the water, yo.
We got two resident DJs on this show. I feel I should bring out my old Radio Shack turntable from the while we have our two resident DJs here, I do have a question though, because as a person that, you know, goes out for both of
you, I heard y'all was mixing my bad.
What's the one song that always gets everybody hyped and up and out on the dance floor for you?
Oh man, it's so many. Now I will.
It depends on the age group.
Yeah, it does. It does. Now I will say this: like generally, it's always a line dance song that gets them up.
Yes.
It's always going to be either like
even
a wobble.
People,
and yes, exactly. So if you, because a lot of times, because I'll say like this: like a lot of people really don't freestyle dance as much as they used to. So. A line dance is usually the, you know what I mean? Like, you know how people, you know, especially back in the day, people just get out and just move. Like, as soon as that vibe was hitting them, it's like you had no choice but to get up. And we talking about the days where you used to walk out of the club sweating. Like, you knew you had a good time when you came out of the club sweating. Like, your hair is done. Shoes are off. Like, your shirt that you went in, like, pressed and ironed, that would come out wrinkled. And it looked like you just came out of the sauna. Yeah. Nowadays it's more like, you know, you post on social media like, look at me, I'm, you know, I'm over there bottle popping, all that, you know, don't nobody really dance no more. But like a lot of times when it comes to like the private dances, like, you know, birthday party or whatever, it's all, and like, and just like No Frills, you know, just pretty much put the stamp on, it's like a lot of times always the line dance. And you know, when it comes to like a wide range, it's like, you know, you can't go wrong with the wobble, and you definitely can't go wrong with the cha-cha slide. And I will say this, I need people to actually learn how to do the Daruna Lemma song if you request the song. You can't go out in the floor and look around and see who knows how to do the song, especially if you're the one that asked for it. So I'm going to need people to make sure they learn the Daruna Lemma song. And it is by Master G, Master KG, if you do not know who the artist is.
Oh, okay.
So that's my thing. It's like, that's what it is. So, yeah, so that's definitely the song or the songs that will get people up. So, yeah, it's a line dance song you really can't go wrong with. So that would be my comment.
I'm thinking it's covering the same performance.
Yeah, that Jerusalem song, I'm telling you, it's countless times where I have people like ask me for that song and don't know how to do it. And it's like, can you start over? Can you start over? I'm like, yep, let me give you all time. Because I'm that MC, like I'm that MC / DJ will purposely stop a song. Like, if y'all not doing it right, I'm stopping it. Like, I'm stopping it. I'm stopping it. I'm like, nope, nope. I'm like, nope, not on my watch. You're not going to do it wrong on my watch. I will get out there, and I will show these people how to do the song. And then when everybody gets it, it's like, all right, now we looking picture perfect. Trust me, the whole dance floor is pretty much full of that point.
Yeah,
that's my thing. That's my thing.
Yeah, it's always been surrounded around, like I said, real DJs, even with Tap Money as well.
Yeah.
And like I said, with DJ No Thrills, as you see, he is highly in demand.
Yes.
Doing an interview.
He's all over.
And
oh, he's
at
everywhere.
Work all, and at work at the same time.
I'm like, does he ever take a break? Like, is he sleep? Like, what's going on?
He's always.
Like, what?
He's
what's
like,
your
I'm
sleeping
in
hours,
City
bro?
Now. I'm over with LL Cool J, da-da-da-da-da, Meek Mills, list goes on. He's highly in demand, you know. So that's why I said I'm very proud of him because he's one of – you know, if they mention for Philly top five DJs from Philadelphia, he's on that list. You know, so Jazzy Jeff, Tap Money, DJ No Thrills. You know, so I'm proud of him. Yeah, definitely.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm here. Listen, like I said, I'm at the club. The younger DJ called out. They're not reliable and they don't know music. So, I mean, I'm not trying to bash the young guys, but. The difference was, the South is fine. The difference was coming up, like, in the day, you got to figure that. We was listening to, we was listening to, like, the older DJs. We would carry their crates so we could
learn. Yeah, that's how
we
you
would
learn.
Do whatever we could do to get close to those type of people. Like, the respect was different. So, you know, shout out to Jazzy Jeff, shout out to Cash Money, DJ Doodles, Grand Wizard Rasheen, DJ Ghetto. Shout out DJ Active, too. He another Leo DJ for Janet Jackson. Shout out to him. He's from Philly. The list goes on, man. Shout out DJ Ran. I can't forget about DJ Ran.
Yeah.
He inspired me, too. Or Power 99, that's him, man.
Yeah.
Man.
Jay Ski. So many great DJs. But listen, fuck, that ain't about me and these DJs. It's about Big Sis. Happy birthday. How about that? Fuck Provolone. Listen. Fuck Provolone. Listen.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
You know, but it's
my
all
fault,
fun
y'all.
With me because you know why, bro? Because I'm around
you good.
So many DJs. I'm around so many DJs. If we were just talking about guitar players or bass players, my life is around just musical people. So if it's like, you know, oh, no, everybody gets that shine. And it's like because I'm around just the best of the best. So that's why I had to switch it back over to you because I'm like, you're, you know, how many DJs, younger DJs right now, who really aren't doing their craft of DJing can say, I'm doing a radio interview and I'm DJing at a live event.
Right.
That's only people who can do that are the ones who are highly in demand. Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And that's because you have to pull a job for somebody else. Yeah.
You know?
It's like what?
No.
By the way, if Frills comes out with a song called F Provolone, I want half.
He's going to produce it tomorrow. He's going to produce it tomorrow. Watch. It's going to come out. Watch.
don't let him get some ideas. He might have something on the mix in the next few days.
Right.
Like Provolone.
Right.
He's working on it now. He's going to have it.
You know?
He's going to be written and produced by. Yep. That's
written and produced.
Well, a little bit of writing credit for that.
I understand.
Yo, I had to go get I ordered a cheesesteak with provolone for Chicago. I just ordered a cheesesteak with provolone, extra provolone.
We do a Tiger Beast here. We don't do feelings.
There
on some real shit, yo, Chicago pizza, right? Someone out there being greedy. Listen, yo, you only can eat like two slices, maybe like one or two slices. That, yo, if you're trying to put some weight on, go to Chicago. I'm surprised you're only fat in Philly. We got the fattest people in the country. Like, we definitely probably got the fattest people in the country. There's nothing to be proud about, for real. Like, oh my God! Like, how Chicago? What's the secret?
Wow!
Do it come with a pre-workout pill? Like before you eat it, like you take a pre-workout pill or you throw up after you eat it? Like what the fuck? What y'all do out there?
Like that's a secret that stays here in this town. But
it's only within a town.
You got to be a resident.
You
got to
be a resident.
Yes,
man. Richard Simmons coming out there.
We got called in for the pizza challenge. We got called in for the pizza challenge, though. Giordano's, Illuminati's. I've been to Giordano's and Illuminati. I guess, and then Little Pete, I think, or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Y'all been to those? Y'all got some good popcorn, though. That popcorn is the shit.
Oh, yeah, the Garrett's popcorn. So, yeah.
Ooh, that popcorn is good.
You can't walk into the block of having some type of different food in this city, which is what people always tell me. So
exactly.
Italy and everywhere else. So,
yeah.
So it sounds like you can't be on no diet then, because if you're on a diet and you go through there, it's like, my resolution is shot.
I'm not on it today.
Don't come here and die. Don't come here if you're not looking for some type of meat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I gotta fly up there now. I gotta come up there. Cause I'm like, I'm having dinner. Where? Chicago. Chicago? Yeah, I'm taking a red eye right now. It's like going to dinner. Y'all got ribs, y'all got pizza, you got steak, y'all got it all. I'm coming up there.
Mm-hmm.
Get some popcorn too. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn.
Yep.
And I heard y'all cake ain't bad either. That's what I heard. Y'all cake ain't bad either. Got some pretty good cake up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Everything's
delicious.
A little sport. But yes. We've got people hungry now probably tonight.
Probably. It's like, oh, dang it. They're going to come to Chicago. Chicago's population going to end up going like about 10% just for food alone. It's like, I'm coming up there right now.
We call it the PLM food tour.
Yes,
right.
Food tour. How many cities? About 5 to 8. We can't do 10 or 20 because that's terrible.
PLM baby.
Don't let me get some ideas. Y'all better be glad I'm kind of like calm right now, because I'll be like, you know what? We doing a food tour.
Right.
I've never done a food tour.
That'd be dope. That'd be dope to do.
Yeah.
You can
think about doing something
like that. Just go out, do a food tour, and then
do a food tour. Talk about the food.
Nice outside. We can have a double decker bus with the DJ playing, so we can either have FX or Waheed or Frills, and we can have people playing.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Oh yeah. Be like John Madden with his bus. He just go around. That's what we do. We're gonna play at a restaurant near you.
Yeah.
We're featuring such and such pizza. We feature such and such steak. We feature such and such. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
The restaurants would love that.
Yeah. Well,
have
you heard
like
it here, fam.
A bus or an RV. Yeah, that's something that I've never done. Food tour. That might be something in the works.
Well, you heard it here, fans. You heard it.
Yeah.
You heard it here.
We might be coming to your city in the future.
You heard it here.
You'll see it, see it all on our social pages if that happens. It's not in the works now. We're just marinating because, see, they'll be hashtagging it. I see emails like, when y'all going to start?
what day you're coming.
Right.
In the near future. We didn't name no dates, no months in a year. We never named anything.
No.
This is just thinking out loud right now.
Right.
Right. And there might be a possibility in the future. Yeah. Something different.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm here. Listen, if you want to book me, Bond is my official manager. I'm making you my manager now.
Yes. No problem, bro.
Bring me out to Chicago. Got paid the queen. Say, no, I'm joking. But no, listen.
Oh,
I heard part of what y'all was saying.
We're going to make some money somewhere. Just trust me on that. You already know.
No, let's get it. Listen. We're going to call it Operation TTC Cut the Check.
This is delicious.
TTC Cut the Check.
We're all going to make a profit. Something's going to be in everybody's pocket, no matter what. Well, anytime you're going on the road with me, you're making some money. That's trust me on that.
Well, let's go.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. So later in the future, because if we say let's go, and you know, I get off this phone, and all of a sudden in the morning,
I
start my
day,
and I'll get all these emails, and they're like, what's the date for that? We heard about this food tour. I'm like,
yeah, they get excited. Yeah, they get excited.
Yeah. We have a lot of people listening in tonight. And you could imagine the emails I'll be getting after the show sometimes. I don't check the emails until the next day, and it'll be a lot of emails of how, you know, they heard about the show, they love it, da-da-da-da-da. But, yes, so in the future, no dates, no month, no year. We're just talking about maybe a possible future of a food tour, a spontaneous food tour.
Right.
So look out for it in the future. Didn't name the year or the month or the date.
Right.
Just stay posted.
An hour, a minute, none of that.
Yeah.
Just talking. Just talking.
Down.
Yep. Not even a second. Nope. It's like we're just talking.
Exactly.
No, we don't.
Yes. So, my bro, CJ No Thrills, do you hear me? Or are they have you on the ones and twos right now?
Sounds
they
like
got him on the ones and twos?
Yeah, he's on the ones and twos. Yeah, that's where he at.
Yeah.
That's the safe haven right there, boy. I'm telling you, getting that zone. And, you know, any DJ, I'm telling you, they understand. It's like when you get in that zone of ones and twos, it's like, you know, it's almost like to the point it was
like
you're, like
you're
trying to have a conversation. Yeah,
and
that's what it is.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute, let me do this song. You know, and then it's like, okay. Yeah, I'm back,
let me do this transition first, and then, let me do this transition first, and I'm going to get back to you. That's how it works. Yeah, that's the thing. DJs do not like a horrible transition. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, next, definitely, Forrest, for the listeners, and we always want to mention as well, the next show date for my continuation for my birthday bash will be March 17th. Isn't that March 17th on that Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
And we have
March 17th
really
this Sunday,
with Dr. Dre. And also, we have some goodies of the goodies. That's all I'm going to say, some goodies. So with the next show, it's going to be a lot of call-ins, a lot of shout-outs of call-ins. There are going to be people calling in, and they're going to be some of my best friends in the industry. And I'm not saying which industry, but you're going to be like, oh, who just called? Who just spoke? Who just this? Who just that? So I want to surprise everybody else on March 17th because I already have my list. And I'm just like, ha-ha. You guys, sometimes like I say how I did with Pac, a surprise, and he was just like totally shocked. So this one is going to be a March 17th surprise for my radio hosts and my listeners as well. That's all I'm going to say because I'm not even promoting her. All I'm promoting is Dr. Dre. That's all. So all the people who are calling in, I'm not even going to hashtag until afterwards. So that's all I'm going to say for March 17th. Spontaneous birthday bash continues, even though it's March.
Lucky we, you know, we didn't continue for April, May, and June, but
right, yeah.
a whole year birthday bash, you know. But but March 17th will be the next live show, the Celebrity Annual Spontaneous Birthday Bash. So everyone, stay tuned.
Stay nice.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You heard it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, and as I always say, you know, everyone follow all my social pages. Definitely, especially with the Instagram, because the Instagram, I'm always creating those banners. So that's why everyone sees banners on that page. They don't see them on the Facebook or the I still call it Twitter, but Twitter X, whatever it's called.
I still call it Twitter. I don't call it X. I still call it Twitter.
I know. It's just weird because it's called X.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. But, you know, the Twitter. So always check that Instagram for the banners with all detailed information of everything that's coming up or about to come. All detailed information of Spontaneous. Yes. And for my wonderful host here, how is everything going with you guys? Everything, all Aquarius is in this building right now on this air wave.
Aquarius.
We're the only zodiac sign that has a song, right?
Yes. And I think I said last time about the history of that song, which was interesting because the Fifth Dimension, who made it popular, that song came about kind of almost in error because Billy Davis, who was the singer of the Fifth Dimension, was in a cab, left his wallet, and the person that found it happened to be the person who was a producer for Hair. And he invited him out to come and see that show. And when he heard the song, told him that, hey, I got to, like, record this song. And their producer only was like, well, we got one part of a song. So Let the Sunshine In, which was part of a small part of it, got added in there. Billy Davis added different things toward the end when you heard him singing. That was just thought up in the studio, which I love that whole history behind that song. So,
amazing.
But,
Because I always say, I'm like, why is it, you know, I'm loving, like, wow, the Aquarius. And I said, well, why is it that they only created one zodiac song of the zodiac sun? So, and I'm loving it because I'm like, well, was he an Aquarius? I, you know, but it was just always my song I love because I'm like, hey, I'm Aquarius, you know. So
Now I will give a slight honorable mention because I will say Nas does have a bit of a zodiac song for himself. You know, he got one called Virgo. So I want to kind of give him an honorable mention.
Right, and the idea, he's like, well, they don't have a song of Virgo, so I'm going to create one in the studio. Okay, that's probably why.
Right. That's why I say I'm going to give it an honorable mention.
They don't have a Virgo song. I'm going to go in and write a song called Virgo. And I never heard the song, so it didn't hit me. It didn't hit. Like majorly, it might have blazed a lot, I guess.
Yeah, it was. You know, when it came out, you know, he had several, you know, playing it, but you know, you really haven't heard it since. So that's why I call it honorable.
Okay,
exactly.
I know we're about to.
Somebody probably thinks, but wait, there's Nas, you know, but I ain't gonna go with it.
I know we're probably about to wrap up for the evening. So, Spawn, once again, I wanted to thank you. I'm always honored to be here. I don't even know how many years we've done this. I've kind of lost track, but I've had fun every time we've done this. I'm looking forward to March 17th. And I would definitely tell you all, tune in, because if Spawn tells you that there's going to be plenty of surprises, it's going to be tuned in.
Get in line.
Yeah, I've never experienced a surprise before. Once again, I'm calm because we're not in person surprised. You understand? If we were in person surprised, you'd be like, oh, my God. Okay. FX experienced that on a tour. You know, it was spontaneous. I wasn't a part of the spontaneous experience.
Right.
Of a spontaneous tour. So you just never know what happens. But on the radio, on the 17th, people are going to talk about it the next day. That's all I can say.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. On the 17th of March.
The only two things that will be imparting, I've aired it off to you, is one, the F Provolone song is coming out. I don't know where the thrills will be back to you on that.
Because
we have DJs on this show tonight. All I will say is I want my daddy's records. And with that, I want to be nice.
Exactly.
Listen, man. All the Provolone lovers, please forgive me. Here you go. If y'all forgive me, forgive Spontaneous. She has nothing to do with the Provolone beef. Like, but I'm sorry, man. Listen, I'm sorry. I lied. Fuck Provolone. Listen.
If it ain't, I want to talk.
Yo, we need Spontaneous. Listen, if Spontaneous eat Provolone, I'm going to eat Provolone. She's cool. If she don't eat Provolone, fuck Provolone. Straight up, shine word. Like my New York homie say, straight up, shine word. Like,
no. Well, I'll say on the food tour of the future, we won't have that. We won't
and,
have
oh,
no
hold on,
that.
Hold on. I got beef with Swift, too. I'm sorry. I'm airing all my beef, so I got beef with Swift. I don't
Swiss
fuck with Swift
what?
Either.
What kind of cheese
I'm
is
sorry.
That?
That's why you think Swiss cheese got them holes in it, because it got shot the fuck up. Philly tight. Let me stop. Stop the violence.
Yo, I got the holes in it.
Okay. I'm just having a good time. It's Spontaneous birthday. I'm wilding out. It's Spontaneous birthday.
That's right.
Yo, I'm
well,
here to
me now. I'm going
to
think about it every
drinking,
time I see Swiss
talking.
Cheese now.
Well, we're only going to have small selections of cheeses. We ain't going to have, the, you know, just a small selection. Two types of cheese, that's it. We don't want to have the wrong cheese for our bros.
It's
no
not like
it's going to
be American and
wherever
cheddar.
We
that's
go.
It. There's American and cheddar.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's Swiss cheese got shot. See, now I'm going to think about it every time I think of Swiss cheese now.
Every
it's
time
like
you
the
look
cheese
at
is part
cheese,
of a murder scene.
A murder scene.
It's like, yeah. It's like you're going to see Swiss cheese on CSI one episode. That's all you're going to see.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is Swiss cheese when it was at, you know, at the scene of a crime. You know, we're trying to get motive.
A motive. They bring no
like,
thrills in and investigate
on?
What's going on. Find out what's going on. No thrills.
Right. Yeah, there's all this Swiss cheese was just a whole cheese before somebody got mad and just decided.
You know what I'm saying? Put
that
some holes in it.
No, listen. Hold on. Let me make a. Hey, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm making a disclaimer. We don't want no violence on Swiss cheese or Provolone lovers. Spontaneous ain't about violence. That's
not
these
at
ain't
all.
No frills talking this
love.
Bullshit. And I'm just joking, man. It's all love. It's Spontaneous birthday. We gotta have fun. Like, listen. Let me tell y'all. Hold on. Let me say something. Right. Shout to Spontaneous. Right.
Yes.
Listen.
Baby.
There's a lot of people around. If you hating on her, right, and you a grown-ass man, stop acting like a pussy. I just want to say that. If you a grown-ass man and you hating on Spontaneous, pull yourself together, homie. Stop acting like a pussy.
Oh, God.
Think it's Spontaneous, right? Yo, keep smiling. Keep showing your teeth. I got a song called Show Your Teeth on the Motherfuckers, right? Because they hate to see you happy. So when you long as you smiling, they hurting. Uh-huh. I don't care if you're having a bad day. You wearing your high heels, stilettos, your red bottoms, your feet hurting. Smile on the motherfuckers.
That's right. Well, I'll have
that's
my
real teeth. Shit, though. That's real shit. That's the hate is out of control out here, man. Like,
yeah, that's why everybody's still.
God.
That's right. Because here we have fun. That's
yes,
what it is.
Yes, every show.
So,
and that's every show. That's
right.
Every show.
And all the listeners all around the world, is all. That's why we have listeners, is because guess what? We bring joy for a while, no matter. There's people in the world that probably are going through things, and we just bring some fun and brightness and just forget about the problems just for a little while and just enjoy life.
Yep.
Don't let the
put
world
on the show, as Michael Jackson would say.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Tonight,
exactly.
Just leave your 9-to-5 up on the shelf and just enjoy yourself.
Oh, yeah, to go back to your point, I think there was Enjoy Yourself. That's what it was. Enjoy Yourself was a single that was produced out in Philly. So I just wanted to make sure I made that point.
That's right.
So enjoy yourself. Philly. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself with me. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs right there. Yeah.
Yes. Oh. We got to play that on one of the mixes one time. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah,
because
Michael came to Philly a lot. That's right. Did a lot of work in Philadelphia. At the International Records. So, shout out to everyone who has been making history and just changing the world, making it, keeping it happy, making it happy, and making people happy. Continue to bring light to people in the world because they definitely need it. And CLM and my radio hosts are going to definitely do that as well. Yes. So on this birthday bash, 2024, can't believe I'm still ageless.
I guess I am.
I'm like, oh, where's the gray? Haven't seen the gray hair yet. No wrinkles. Haven't seen that yet.
And that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
But it's going to be another tattoo this year. So
okay.
I'm thinking about learning how to skateboard. I want to get into skateboarding. I did try a few times. I don't want to be a pro. I just want to, let's get on this. You're not going to see me bungee jump and none of that stuff, but I'll get down on some, you know, let's try this skateboard thing. Yeah. Because it's still ground, but, you know, I just want to go straight.
Right.
I don't want to do all the flips. No, I'm not going to talk about that. Because I used to have my dirt bikes and all that stuff. So I used to, you know, ride my dirt bikes and all. Yeah, so this is just another adventurous moment of, skateboarding. I don't want to do the flips. I just want to go straight. I didn't say I want to go too fast. Just, maintain a little bit. That's about it. Let's try it again.
Right.
My hope for life.
Yeah.
Right.
So future food tour and skateboard.
Well, there it is. I guess we're going to find that skate park.
Yeah, because they got a lot of them out, especially West Coast. They got all those different things.
Yeah.
Even for beginners.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so shout out to everyone. Right. Shout out to all the listeners worldwide. Glow, thank you for listening last year and to this year. And we have a lot of great things coming. Set aside March 17th. We got a lot of things for 2024 ahead in the future as well. So love yourself, as we always say. Love everyone. If, you know, you have those haters, don't let them control your mental. You understand? Because they got the issues, not you. You keep smiling, enjoying your life, and keep, you know, blessing others, because that's when you get blessings, for sure. And that's all I have to say. So everybody's going to hear me on the 17th of March.
There it is.
With Dr. Dre from Yo MTV Rap. Yes.
There it is.
And our special guest with an S. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, we're looking forward to that one.
Yes.
Yep.
So love
you before
guys.
You know it,
you're the best host. I love y'all. LeVar FX. Love you guys. Definitely.
Love you.
My brother.
Yeah.
DJ No Thrills. I know he's on those ones and twos. I knew he was going. He's busy every day. He's always. Weekly.
I'm here. Thank you for having me.
I love you. Thank you for being
here. Hey, we appreciate
here.
You, bro. Appreciate you as well, bro. Appreciate it.
Happy birthday, family.
Happy birthday, family. Thank you.
Thank you, Philly.
Thank you, Chicago. Yeah. Hey, Chicago, I don't want no trouble.
Y'all crazy out there. Shout out to Chicago. I don't want no trouble. Philly just as crazy, though, but I don't want no trouble. I just want to go out there and get some popcorn and a pizza and a slice of pizza and peace of mind. I want a peace of mind.
Thank you. Love y'all. One love, definitely. Go see that movie, Love, One Love, as well, Bob Marley. And always,
there's
like I say, yes. And as I always say, miss my baby Pop. And Thug Life, we always going to do what we need to do to keep it riding. Keep it going on the vision that Pac wanted us to do. So, on that note, I see y'all, hear y'all. You'll hear my voice on March 17th. Love y'all.
All right. And here we go. Ending with a track by DJ Kool, DC's own DJ Kool, with a slight twist to Let Me Clear My Throat. DJ Tim Gatewood. And till next time, y'all, be safe. One love, y'all. We out.
If you're having a fun.